insane and wants our weekend. House ain't cold, my phone ain't ringing. Didn't even say that he was leaving. Oh, it must be hunting season. I can shop online, drink all the wine, binge a whole season of The Real Housewives.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors alongside Mark Cox. I'm Bo Matthews, and our executive producer this week, Ethan, doing a fine job, by the way. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. They had a great, significant event just a couple of weeks ago, and want to thank everybody who came out to that significant event. Whatever firearms you were looking for, your gun concierge is Razorback Armory on Manchester Road. Find them at RazorbackArmory.com, and I might run into you at the store. What a great crew over there. Brad and Jesse doing a great job.
Yeah, love
all right,
folks.
They are fantastic. You know what? I love all gun people.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Absolutely.
Ted Nugent to the guys here in St. Louis. So we welcome in Dan Zarlenga from the Missouri Department of Conservation, because if you're a deer hunter and you are getting ready for this year, you need to know that there's been some regulation changes, and that's why we always bring in Dan, our expert on Missouri deer hunting. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Yeah.
Good. Welcome back.
Doing great. Good to have you back, Dan. You know, I saw this article just the other day regarding some, I don't know, I'd call them fairly significant changes for the upcoming deer hunting season, and we thought to get you back on here to talk about a few of those.
Yeah. I mean, we actually do have some pretty significant changes this year, and they're kind of going in the direction of liberalizing things a bit by adding some additional opportunities for hunters to harvest deer. And just kind of a quick overview of the changes, this is totally new. We've added an early antlerless portion starting October 6th through the 8th in 100 counties in the state. So that's you know, quite a bit early for firearms hunting. So that gives folks an opportunity to harvest an antlerless deer. Then we've also, on the kind of the back end of our regular firearms portion in November, we've added an additional CWD management zone portion that runs from November 22nd to the 26th. And that gives hunters an opportunity to do some more hunting in our CWD management zone counties. So that's more opportunities there. And then we've also expanded the antlerless permit numbers in many of our counties. So those are some things that kind of give hunters more of an opportunity to hunt. And we do have some reasons for doing that. Some of the main reasons we have for doing that are we did have to expand our CWD management zone counties by 14 counties this year, okay, based on findings from last season, some additional positives.
So pause there for a second, if you don't mind, Dan. But so there may be people going out to hunt this year in counties that have not been part of that chronic wasting checks before. So people really need to do a little bit of homework to find out whether or not their county's been added to it.
Well, basically, yeah. So you can find that on our website. We've got a list of all the counties and a map with all the counties. So basically, though, all the CWD management zone counties that are within that zone, that November 22nd to the 26th edition is good for. So basically any counties in that management zone.
Okay, good. Clearly in testing last year, they found enough reason to suspect it has spread. Is that the problem?
Well, yes, it has spread. So okay, we've had it's been detected in 14 additional counties. So we've added Dallas to the CWD management zone counties. Now, it is expanding, obviously. However, I need to stress here that in all the counties where it has been detected, we are at less than 1% detection rate. So it's extremely low prevalence. There is one around St. Genevieve where it got up to 1.3%, but it's extremely low prevalence. So it's a little bit disheartening to see that it's spreading, but we're not totally surprised by that. But what we are encouraged by is the low prevalence, which means that our management strategies seem to be effective in keeping the disease at a low prevalence.
Well, I think that's great news. I'm having a little technical difficulty here, boys. Sorry about that. What's another aspect of these changes that are happening for this fall?
Well, that's kind of the main ones right there. You've got that new antlerless portion for firearms, October 6th through the 8th. And these are the same counties that are open to antlerless portion, the normal antlerless portion in December. Then you've got the additional November 22nd to the 26th firearms portion in the CWD management zone counties. And then we're also increasing the antlerless permit numbers as well. We've increased them from 2 to 4 in 85 of our counties. So, again,
wow.
To get the specifics on that, I'd recommend going to our site. Or you can go to the 2023-24 deer and fall deer turkey hunting pamphlet, which is available online or most any MDC office or permit retailer. So those are the main changes that we've made. And the other reason, too, and this is, you know, encouraging, is our deer population is really healthy. And in most every county in the state, we are really good, solid deer populations, and we are pretty much right at the threshold of capacity, carrying capacity for these counties. So by, opening up a little more opportunities for hunting, we're going to help keep those deer at those levels that are comfortable for the carrying capacity of the counties they're in. So that's another reason we're doing this, too. So it's kind of a combined reason to help control the spread of CWD, because keeping the populations down is going to help control the spread of that disease. And then, of course, we're going to help manage them, since hunting is our main management tool for, you know, keeping deer numbers in check.
Yeah.
It'll serve that purpose as well.
So Dan Zernling, our guest from the Missouri Department of Conservation, do you speculate that the harvest will be bigger this year because of this additional week that you're adding? And that's obviously the goal. I mean, does the department have a target number in mind?
I'm not sure if we have a target number or not, but we are anticipating to have yield more harvest. And obviously we've added that antlerless portion there early in the season in October there. And, you know, since the female deer are the ones that tend to have the fawns, you know, that's going to help, we are anticipating that help controlling that population growth and spread. So I don't have an exact target number what we're expecting, but we are doing that in the hopes of seeing a higher harvest, and I suspect we will, because that'll give just the more opportunity for hunters out there to, you know, to get out there and hunt. And we've kind of tried to time it. You know, a timing is always kind of a balance, but we tried to time it like that antlerless one, where the deer are starting to move in early October. They're starting to get into the beginning of the rut. But we find that most of our archery hunters, who will also be hunting at that same time, tend to favor later October more. So we're trying to, or mid to late October. So we're trying to time that where we're not hitting with the bulk of archery hunters, but we're still getting into that point where the deer are moving around and getting into that, some of that rut behavior that'll help hunters out. So that's kind of how we were trying to time it as far as that
goes.
Yeah,
Dan. So when a decision like this is made, is it a committee that does this? Is it voted on? Is it data that you've been following for several years? And is this a one-off year? Will it go back to the old schedule for hunting season next year?
Yeah, so my crystal ball is a little cloudy there. So I don't know whether it's going to what's going to happen next year. And it may depend on how this year turns out. But I will say this, our regulations are always based on data that we get from our population studies and the data we have with the CWD testing. They do go through a regulation committee that does decide on, you know, propose the regulations, I should say. They're usually put out for hunter or public feedback, and then their final sign-off is for our commission. Our conservation commission signs off on the final regulation and okays them. So it is a process. It's not just some one guy making a random decision. It's definitely
that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
It's like The Office.
One guy
just one guy's making
decision.
The rules.
You know, Dan,
it's not that simple.
As somebody who's hunted for a number of years in one of the counties affected by the CWD rules, for people maybe who haven't, maybe refresh our memories of how that goes. Isn't it the first 2 days of the regular hunting season when those stations are open and you're expected to come and check your deer?
Yes, that's absolutely true. So during the first 2 days, which will be this year, November 11th and 12th, a Saturday and Sunday, when the season November firearms, you acquire deer, you see the sampling station that list in the county specified. So, again, that's something you would need to go to our site or the fall deer turkey pamphlet, and it's got a map clearly delineated with colors of what counties you need to bring them in. So, yes, you do need for those first 2 days. After that, you're not required to, but you certainly can bring your deer in at any point voluntarily. So if you want to bring, if you're an archery hunter and you get a deer on September 29th, you can bring it in to one of our, not to one of these stations because they won't be active, but to one of our offices. We have a number of stations you can bring in or even just drop off the head. We have some freezers where you can drop off the head and fill out the paperwork and at any time you want. So we do encourage hunters, no matter when they get their deer, we will welcome them to bring them in to get tested because that's just more data for us and that helps us. But hunters are required for those first 2 days of the November portion, if they hunt in a CWD zone that's been specified for sampling, to bring them in for sampling.
Yeah. Is it just me or are other people in other counties seeing more roadkill of these big, beautiful deer? I was coming back from St. Louis Skeet and Trap, and I saw a mama and a baby on the side of the road, and you knew it was one accident, but does it seem like it's more right now?
Yeah, that's tough to say. I don't know. I don't have any numbers on that off the top of my head here. And there's a lot of subjectivity to that, too. I mean, it's once you see one, you start to become more sensitive to it. You more notice it in other places. Could be that particular area you're driving through does have maybe the deer population has been expanding there. It also depends on the time of year. One of the messages we like to get out to folks, you know, all folks, is anyone driving in these areas during anywhere near the rut season, especially, you know, October, November, and maybe even later September into early December, deer are moving around a lot more. And so there's just a lot more incidents of them crossing roads, and more deer on more roads and more cars equal accidents, unfortunately, sometimes.
Is there anything we should be doing? Is there a number we should call when we see that? I always ask this question because I always have to refresh my memory. Do you call law enforcement? Who do you call and let them know, hey, you've got a roadkill sitting here?
Oh, you mean if you see a deer? Yeah, I would go ahead and call either your local law enforcement, county sheriff, county, you know, or your local police department, or your county conservation agent, and let them know. And we do. There are contractors, like sometimes MoDOT has contractors that will remove those deer and stuff like that. But you can notify that, and they can then pass that word along to the contractors to remove that. So, and that's also a possibility. I guess you could call MoDOT too, because they are a lot of times the ones doing working with the contractors there.
Yeah. Well, it's shocking actually how fast time moves. I can't believe we're effectively less than a month from when the initial season's going to open up for either bow hunters or in this case a week of gun season. It's upon us.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, our bow hunters can go out there in about a week or so, when September 15th. And then, yes, then we have this new early antlerless portion now, which is, you know, that is quite a big development because, you know, that's in early October. And historically, we've never had really, long backs I can remember, at least any, you know, firearms hunting that early. The earliest we've had would be the first portion of the youth season. So, this is pretty big deal. October 6th through 8th in 100 counties, we have that early antlerless portion now.
No change this year in terms of additional antlered deer that you can take. Or the number of antlerless deer. As many permits as you want to buy.
Well, we generally no. The antlered deer has stayed the same.
Okay.
We have added the additional antlerless permits.
Okay.
So for about 85 counties, we've increased that from 2 to 4. So there's been some increase there, yes,
good,
for the
good.
Antlerless.
Well,
and again, that's because of the population, you know, control thing.
And if people are confused at all about any of this, where's the best place for them to go? Your website?
Yes, I would say mdc.mo.gov. We've got like a hunting tab at the top, and you can search hunting by season, by species, or however you it's easy for you to get the information. And you can get the other thing is you can get our fall 2023-24 fall deer and turkey hunting pamphlet, and that's available online as a PDF you can download. Also, you can go to any permit retailer where you buy your permits. You can go into any MDC office and get them.
Oh, nice.
And there's also, we have a Mo Hunting app now. So those of us who are in the 21st century, you can download an app. It's free for Android and iPhones. And you can do a lot of things through that app. You can get a lot of information. You can buy your permits through the app. When you get your deer, you can notch your tags through the app. You can do a lot of things, and you can have that app on you in place of a paper permit. So if you get contacted by an agent, you can show them that app, kind of like your driver's license you can do now. So that's just another way to try to make things easier for folks. And you can still do the paper one if you want. You can still do the old-fashioned paper thing and zip tie it to your deer if you want. But you can also have the app on your phone now, too.
That's pretty slick. Love all the work you guys do, and you are definitely not rested on your laurels as we're getting through this change and the app and all that cool stuff. So do you have hunting IT people? Are they cool like that, or did you have to hire some 14-year-olds to come in and create that app?
That's a good point. I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't some 14-year-olds working for us that I don't know about in a secret room.
No, I'm just kidding, of course.
Dan?
No, I know what you're saying, though. Exactly, yeah. So some days it feels like it takes a 14-year-old to figure some of these things out.
Dan, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate being on, guys. You guys take care and stay safe out there.
We will do it. Dan Zarlinga there from the Missouri Department of Conservation. And just thought people needed to be well aware that there are some additional opportunities to hunt and some other things you needed to know about, Bo, before we head into this hunting season. I'm going to the Bo Matthews estate. I understand it's quite private down there, and I can sit on the roof.
No. Oh. I'm married to a vegetarian.
Oh, well, I don't have to leave the meat for you. I'll take it with me.
Oh, no, I would eat it, but, I'm respecting my wife. No, but it wasn't that beautiful. I sent you that picture in that video.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did.
That was beautiful. It was a nice big buck, so you probably shouldn't have been taunting me like that.
Well, that's what I do. But, yeah, we feed it, we pet it, we've named it, so we're good.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Share the show. See you, boys.